This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
You know what I missed this week about Tiger Woods?
What?
Well, hello. Firstly, hello to all the rainbows out there.
Yes, hello, listeners.
And couldn't any of the beige think of something creative to do with those headlines?
Why?
Well,
like Tiger purrs.
Tiger goes the growl.
Tiger growls. Yeah. Tiger's a cheetah.
Tiger's a cheetah. I like Tiger goes the growler.
Do you?
Yeah. or the other one is, who is the 19th hole?
Yeah.
Oh.
George Michael's coming to Australia.
Oh, rainbow. Celebrate.
Celebrate in the streets. How long has it been?
Or in the toilet blocks, wherever you want
well,
to
I don't
celebrate.
Think he might, would he?
He wouldn't.
Do you know when he's coming?
2 minutes after you start rubbing it.
Thank you for degenerating the conversation once
he
more.
He started it, honey.
He's in Melbourne on the 3rd of March.
Yes.
And he's in
playing
Perth.
Playing at a toilet near you.
And he's in Perth on Saturday the 20th of Feb. So he's going via Perth first.
Oh, you do. You should.
Off to Sydney, then to Melbourne.
Well, you know, we're not young anymore, Frank. We
Bop
need,
with the teenies?
Well, in the 80s, there was a commercial that said, you know, you're bonkers if you don't go via Honkers.
And?
Well, you're kind of very tired if you don't go via Perth.
Okay, I don't get the analogy, but anyway.
Well, no, because if you were travelling to Europe, you're bonkers not to go via Honkers.
I got that bit.
Just to stop in Honkers, right, you know, break up the trip.
Yeah.
So if you're coming all the way from London, you'd be a bit tired if you didn't stop in Perth.
Okay.
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
Yes. I'm just agreeing with you. Yes.
You can just, you know, you can get off in Perth.
Thanks, Benny. You don't have to explain. It's fine. We've got a new phone.
The phone now is 1-300-JOY-949.
And Graham is out there to receive your...
On his new phone.
Does he have a new phone?
He's got a new blazer. It's even got shoulder pads. Oh, he's taken his blazer off. And he's got his cravat on.
And he's demonstrating how he holds the phone to his ear.
Yes, he's got one of those new phones with like the headset.
A very homo helpline.
That's for later. That's for that we bought that in for him. It's BYO technology at Joy. I went to Sydney yesterday.
Oh, you've been doing lots of trips.
I was in Sydney yesterday.
Off to Adelaide, Sydney, where else?
Oh.
The world is your oyster.
The globe is so tiny. Oh, I've got some major meetings in Newcastle later. I've got some major work happening in Grafton.
What about Broken Hill?
I'd love to go to Broken Hill.
Would you? I've never been, so, you know, it's always a novelty going
what's
somewhere new.
What's in Broken Hill?
Mining. What's
broken about it?
Mining. I suspect it's like an analogy to the mining industry.
I don't think that's how that got the name.
No,
though.
Probably not.
I like you more. I like a town with an Aboriginal name. You know,
so you're Wangaratta,
like your Manjimup,
or your Warrnambool.
Is that?
Oh yeah.
Is that Aboriginal?
It is.
I like an. Is it?
It is.
Was that made up by the original inhabitants?
I think it might be.
Warrnambool. Well, Western Australia is just full of.
It is.
You can go to gorgeous places like Karrinup, Manjimup. You know.
Any other ups?
I don't know if they've got down.
We've got lots of bulls here.
Oh really?
And Warwick Nabil. I don't know if Warwick Nabil is.
No,
sounds
honey,
it.
That's not.
I'm sure we can think of a whole raft of them.
No, that's not.
No? There's a lot in Victoria.
When I hear that word, I don't feel like slamming my sticks together.
Read some of our messages, Benny, shall you?
Yes, let's have a little read. That's a homo. Oh, a homo helpline already.
It's good
already.
That they're lodging in the early.
Oh, God bless you, 499.
And if you have a homo helpline, on air at joy.org.au.
From now on, when people don't sign their names to SMSs, I'm just going to call them by their last three digits.
They'll remember who they are.
Well, Tiger Woods, he's known as Nine Wood.
Do you remember when Tiger Woods came to Australia and you said
there was something wrong with him? And
no,
there
but
is.
You said it was the most beige event you've ever
had. The most, yes.
But look at him
and
now.
Look at him. And
throwing a bit of colour around.
That's not, that colour's just white. There's no colour in that.
It's just a mishmash of different colours.
When you sleep with other people, you're supposed to do it in a way that no one finds out about.
Well, that's right.
He didn't get that memo. Us rainbows have been doing it for centuries. And it's only recent, only since Joy came out that everyone's known about it. But do you know what I mean? Like, yes. We've been doing that stuff for ages.
Of course we have.
We do it, and you know what's so brilliant?
It's on the quiet.
You know what's brilliant about the rainbows?
What?
We keep our mouth shut.
We know how to keep secrets.
Beigeettes, the beige, the, you know, the female.
Oh, it's the the beige.
No, well, you would too. If someone was waving a hairy checkbook in your face, you'd tell everyone about it as well, wouldn't you?
Would you?
Oh, yes, come on.
I think he
you'd
was.
You'd sell your story.
No. If it affected me that
see,
much.
See, this is what I have to live with in about 10 years' time when all the stories come out.
I think you've told them all.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling them.
No one's going to pay you for them.
We're on the plane. We're flying along and they have all these ads and there was an ad for Fiji.
Right.
Like tourism, you know, like go to South Australia. You know the ones that they plug at the cinema about
sure.
South Australia?
Uh-huh.
And they show all the good points about South Australia?
Yeah.
Which is just a bottle of wine. And
and a good restaurant.
Yes. Well, they have one exactly the same for Fiji.
Is it just a bottle of wine and
it's
a restaurant?
It's just a coconut. But anyway.
It's just, sell it to me, Benny.
It's just a coconut. Anyway, I was thinking. But now the catch cry is Fiji me.
Fiji me?
Yes. And I sort of clutched my pearls. and my boss who was travelling with me said, you know, what's wrong? Because we didn't actually have our headsets on.
Oh.
But I was just watching someone else's screen. Anyway.
You're watching someone else's screen.
And I just went, oh. I went, oh. And he goes, what's wrong? I said, Fiji me. And he goes, yeah, it's a bit strange. I said, well, thank God they weren't advertising the Pacific Rim.
Now, we've had a very special request from somebody.
Oh, you know we don't do requests.
I know we don't.
You know my rules about it.
Of course, I absolutely do.
You
the
know,
reason why I'm breaking that rule this evening.
You know we try and keep radio kosher.
Yes, I do. Yep. But the reason why I'm breaking it is because I haven't heard the tune.
Yes.
And I know it's a Madonna song.
Oh.
But it's sung by somebody else.
You just played a Madonna.
I did play a Madonna.
Which I thought, I had no idea. I thought it was a song released by Britney and Paris Hilton at the same time.
It was a little Britney.
What's going on with her?
I don't know. She's reliving her youth.
This person has done a cover of a Madonna song?
This person has, but I want you to read the SMS that we got in from that person. Because
I haven't seen who it is. I'm just about to reveal. Someone's going to click
I'm
on.
I'm a little wary. But Benny,
why am I going to be surprised?
About what?
Does this person wear a conical bra?
No.
Does she look like Madonna?
No.
Will she be trying to double click the mouse?
I don't think so.
Okay. Will she be reenacting fellatio?
No.
Whilst, okay.
No. Nah. I don't think any of those will apply.
Mr. Producer, can you click on the email? I know you are not a request show.
See, people know that we're not requests.
They do, and they still try. but could you please play You'll See by Susan Boyle? Well,
yes. Susan Boyle's released a song recently. It's a cover. It's a cover of a Rolling Stones song called Wild Horses.
Oh, really?
I had a listen and it's not too bad.
But you had a very high temperature that day.
I did.
You were suffering beige flu.
And it was okay. But okay. I'm interested in her rendition of Madonna.
Oh, really?
Because I don't think Madonna did it that well.
Well, you've got a point there.
Shall we have just a quick listen?
Do I have to imagine her taking her undies? Like,
you don't have to imagine her. Oh, let me do something. Here we go. Listen.
Okay. Someday.
Oh, hang on here. Here it goes.
Poor thing drove into a tree.
Let's just keep her in the background.
She was at Tiger's house.
Well, it almost sounds like Madonna.
It almost does. I can actually see her in a G-banger. I bet you someone plucked its eyebrows out.
You
can't go from Chewbacca to Lourdes overnight.
Look, she looks gorgeous on the back. Look at her.
Oh, she does.
She's looking good.
Anyway, she makes me sick. Take it off. Stan from Sydney wants to know, can someone explain why Benny doesn't like Susan?
But you like her.
I like her. I like old Susan. I like,
she's good to hang shit on.
I like... No, she's not. I like Susan with the bog catchers.
Oh, you don't like the
maid?
Remember
I said to you, I didn't want her to comb her hair. I didn't want her to pluck her eyebrows.
Well, but it was bound to happen.
It was bound to happen.
So you like the old...
I see myself as a potential Susan.
It's not that we don't like her.
I
an album full of those tunes we don't like.
Yes.
Like I could do a I Dreamed a Dream.
But she's just going to be... She's just a... she's just really a puppet, isn't she?
Is she?
Well, she's just going to do what people tell her to do.
Yes. But it's the high-selling album, to her credit.
But see, I think everyone's buying that album going, oh, look, she looks so nice on the back.
On the back of it? I haven't got it.
You just said it, Frank.
She did look nice, though.
She does look nice, but didn't she look nice before?
She did look nice before. Look at the middle view.
Well, now she looks like a clean wombat in a dress. Gareth has just quickly sent me a message, and I'm just trying to work out what... I'm just going to get the information for streetadonis.com. That's streetadonis.com. You can have a look at Gareth's
work.
How's that?
How's you getting all connected through Facebook?
Well, he's going to come to Melbourne, Frank.
For us. Just for us.
Oh, sorry, Gareth. We don't do nudie photos, do we?
Do we have to get in the nude?
We don't do latte froth.
We could just get, front to front.
Maybe we could wrap ourselves in a chinklet blanket.
Or dunny paper.
Oh, it's not a kitchen tea. Do you know that's what happens at kitchen teas? The chicks get together, they eat shitloads of canapes, and then they wrap each other up in toilet paper.
I didn't know that.
Oh, they call it.
Have you been?
No.
Oh, how do you know that?
I've seen photos.
Now, it is the Homo Helpline.
Yes.
And we have a few people who've already lodged.
Dear Homo Helpline, I have a workmate who really likes me. I'm happily married and want to know how to let the workmate down gently.
Well, I love it how there's just no... You just don't know what sexes there are involved here.
It's very scary.
Why?
Because it now requires us to...
Oh, it's 499 again.
It's number 499. We have to now handle the situation very delicately.
Really?
Because we don't know if we're dealing with a beige infiltrator.
Oh.
Trying to get in on the fun and frivolity that is gay radio. You know you've got your own stations to listen to, people. Don't they?
But is he or she has been very, very...
Can we call it it?
It. We can say
this
it.
This is the best and the most appropriate time to call it it.
Really?
Yes. Okay.
We'll go it.
Okay. So it has a very well developed, a very highly developed ego.
Oh, really? Why? Why do you say that?
To assume that someone likes it.
Oh, but maybe there had been advances. You don't know what's happened prior to the, to the email.
These people that can sit at work and think that people like them.
I want to know how. I have a workmate who really likes me.
Yes, what does really mean? And how do you know that that person likes you? And you know what? You've just triggered something in my memory about his Greek.
Yanni. I just went for the Greekest name I know.
It's Yanni. Yanni sent me a message last week to ask me to talk about his workmate because I think he's quite cute. And one of the girls at work likes him and is always, trying to, get his attention and stuff. And the other day, she touched his crotch with a ruler.
What do you mean, pointed at it?
She tapped it.
She tapped it?
Oh, how dare you tap?
While he was sitting or standing.
It doesn't matter.
You
don't tap boys on the beak.
On the crotchal area.
That region is not...
Well, because you could hit another thing and... be quite painful.
No, it's out of bounds for the beige. Only people that operate in the spectrum can touch another person's antenna.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yes, the beige are not invited to extend their filthy trotters onto the crotch of cute people.
But I'm interested here. I have a workmate who really likes me, right?
Yes.
I'm happily married, so we don't know if he
or
she... Oh,
no, you're not. If you... anyone that types, I'm happily married, is...
And want to know how to let the workmate...
is chronically deluded.
But...
you see them on the internet all the time. I'm happily married. I'm happily partnered. Well, then get out of a chat room and stop picking up dick.
Because I was just about to say that if they're happily married, yeah, how come they're noticing someone liking them?
Well, then
them?
Turn off the computer and go sit on the couch with your boyfriend.
Or girlfriend.
Or whatever. When people say happily or I'm happy, you know they're
wrong.
Rotting. they're like one of those big red apples and on the inside they're rotten. No, I don't know. You know that I'm just making... I'm just making up.
Well, how can we help this poor deluded... person.
The question is, do we want to? Yes, we do, because we're the homo helpline.
We need to give them
we
some...
We can't even work out if this person's gay or not.
Well, let's just say they want to let this workmate down gently. What would they do? Let's that just assume that it's all correct. That it's real, that it's happening, that they're happily married.
Okay, well, now you just triggered my psychic abilities have gone overboard.
Okay.
I know now that we're dealing with a lesbian. Do you know why I know we're dealing with a lesbian?
Why do you say that?
Because I want to let this workmate down gently.
Oh, it's the gentle part.
Yeah, that's a leso.
Do you think a gay guy wouldn't?
No, gay men don't care about who they let down, how they let them down, who gets hurt. Okay? I know that for a fact. We're dealing with leso. We are in the middle of Homo Helpline, and our last Homo Helpline, we were trying to
trying to decipher if it was male, female.
I'm trying to find the thing to click on.
Gay, relationship or not?
Here we go.
Or beige.
These messages came in, and one of the reception called, and they said, "Oh, listen, that person's actually a guy." And I said, "Well, I have to ring him now."
And?
Hello.
Hello.
Is this a leso?
No, it's not.
You. Young man, totally confused, Benny Latte.
Oh, I tend to do that.
What? So you wanted to let someone down very gently?
Yes, I did. He's only a young'un.
Oh, so
he's just come out of the shell.
Yes.
Because you know us rainbows, we're like dinosaurs. We incubate. Anyway.
Daniel, has it become a little bit hard to work with him?
Oh, no. He's really nice and he's friendly and...
Oh, how sickening.
I want to be like a fairy godfather to him.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, you know then, that's a very good tactic because I do that a lot, so you're guaranteed not to have sex with him.
Daniel?
Are
you there?
Daniel, you're supposed to interact with the radio celebrity.
So do you have any ideas of how you want to let him down?
No, hang on. Daniel, listen to me, honey, not the other one.
Oh.
What made you think he liked you?
Oh, he's very flirty, touchy, sort of, you know.
Touchy? Does he make you coffee?
Oh, he's very friendly. He opens a door for me.
Did he touch you with a ruler?
Not a ruler. Oh. With his hand.
not on the area.
Oh, not on the area, no.
No.
He's not that, you know.
Not on the keyboard.
You know, on the arm and puts his arm around me and...
He's not of European stock, you know, because they tend to touch.
He's not.
What is it?
What is it?
Yeah. Where's it from?
He's just an Anglo-Australian.
Okay.
Oh, he sounds hot. Okay, so what industry are we talking?
We work in a gym.
You work in a gym?
We're both personal trainers.
So you're probably unclothed most of the time.
See, I thought maybe you worked in... I thought maybe you were a welder or something.
Oh, no.
Or a butcher. Now, if you were a butcher and you told me that someone touched your lamb shank. So you work in a gym.
Yes.
Well, that's not really a job.
Oh, Benny.
I'm Daniel, please forgive me. All right. So.
You can't really avoid each other.
Do you wear a ring?
No, I don't.
Maybe you should. After all, you are happily married. Aren't you?
Oh, well, not in this country.
All right. Well, I'm not sure how you let him down gently. Have you tried hardly?
No, I don't want to scare him off.
I'll do it. I scare people off all the time. It works brilliantly.
What if he crosses to the evil side? Well, what are we? can't do that.
You'll never hear from him again.
Oh, but that's not nice. If you have to work with him, that'd be tough.
Oh, hello, this is comedy. It's not real.
It is real. It's real for Daniel.
Daniel,
put a ring on it.
Yes. That's what Beyonce reckons. Put a ring on it.
And it'll stop all the advances, I think.
Yes.
Well, yes.
Daniel, it's been a pleasure workshopping you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Thanks for listening.
Good luck.
See you later. Bye.
Thank you. Poor Daniel.
Poor us. Okay, rainbows. Are we ready for our rainbow brief?
Do it.
Let me see. There was one here. Darling Homo Helpline, could you please advise me on a hollandaise sauce recipe a la Eggs Benedict? Is it just butter or can I substitute for margarine?
I've never made hollandaise.
Do I use white vinegar? Can I infuse it with fresh sage and other herbs?
Oh, this is very convoluted.
Yours, thankfully yours, the gorgeous Simo from East St Kilda. He sent that in at 7:16.
He's good.
So I hope he wasn't like busting to have Eggs Benedict for dinner.
He knows. Why would you have it for dinner? He's waiting for tomorrow morning.
Frank, it takes all of us to make the world go round.
Yeah.
The world goes round because some people eat Eggs Benedict in the morning.
Okay.
And some eat it in the evening.
I guess so.
We all balance out.
Thanks for that. Mm. So what's your advice? Because I've never made Eggs Benedict.
Well, basically he's asking, I don't know how to, I've never made it.
Sounds like vinegar might be
involved.
It sounds
like mayonnaise.
Yeah,
is hollandaise sauce like...
Now, let's talk about something we don't know anything about.
No, I've got a feeling that really hollandaise sauce is a bit like making mayonnaise, except you're making it over a steam bath.
And you're putting it onto eggs so you're and not potatoes.
But you're cooking the egg very slowly so that it doesn't, you know, like it's not raw. You know, like in mayonnaise, it's kind of raw.
Sure.
But you're using acid and you're using oil, like olive oil or whatever. But I've got a funny feeling that when you make hollandaise, you actually should make it with butter. I don't think there's any advantage in making it with margarine.
Margarine.
In fact, I wouldn't make it with margarine.
Margarine.
If you're going to go that route, I would try.
Butter. You get the real thing.
Butter. Do the whole. Do the heart clog.
The heart clog.
You know, if you're going to do that, do the heart clog.
Well, you want to make it authentic, don't you?
Well.
You don't want to go halfway.
Or else I would try it with. I was going to say maybe with like corn syrup, not corn syrup, like a vegetable oil. I wouldn't use margarine because you know margarine when you melt it goes that funny brown color, like that. It's almost black. It looks like jet fuel.
Yes, be like Vegemite.
It looks like it should be rubbed on your axle. You know, it looks like it's at the back end of a tip truck.
Yeah, that's true. He wants a recipe. He wants a hollandaise sauce recipe.
We're not a Homo helpline, are we?
We are. Look one up on Google, quick.
I will. But that means I have to get away from Street Adonis.
Yeah, well, can you move away from that?
I can't. It's making me stay and watch it. I wonder if these boys have ever eaten mayonnaise.
I don't think so.
Hollandaise.
Who's on the phone?
Oh, I've got a little message. Hang on. Before we flick it on. Hey, guys, can you just give me... can you give a shout out to my man, John, and say, happy anniversary, John. Love, Shannon. Please, we're both listening to you guys and it would be so cool if you did. And you know what? I thought that sounded so desperate. I thought, let's get this bastard on the phone. Hello.
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 Oh, Shannon.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how's it going, doll?
How dare you? You know, I thought, how dare you ask me to do your dirty work?
And well, someone's going to do it.
That's right, so why don't you?
I already have.
So say happy anniversary, John.
Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Is he next to you?
No, I'm outside because I was too embarrassed to sit in the room.
Oh, he kicked you out.
Are you having a smooch?
No.
Frank.
What?
No.
People don't, Shannon, no, too much information, honey. So were you really that excited?
Yeah.
Well, I've never had anyone be excited near me.
Oh, that's gorgeous. I love it.
So how long have you been together?
2 months.
You're wasting our time over 2 months.
Not wasting time.
Oh, darling.
Benny, 2 months is like 9 years ago.
Let me guess, you're going to celebrate at the Glass House.
No.
No, I'm joking. I am kidding. No, that's good. How did you meet?
Off the internet.
Oh, see, it does work.
Okay, well, it was nice talking to you, Shannon. Yes. Shannon, before I completely throw up, you said that he's inside, you're outside. You're not living together.
Yes, we are.
Oh, you lezzos. What is that about?
It must be true love.
I'm afraid to ask what suburb.
Do you really want to know?
Yes, North of course Gish. I do. I'm Benny Fat Latte. I need to know.
Cranbourne.
Oh. Oh, Shannon, you know that I love you very dearly.
You can tell from that conversation.
Hey, listen, thank you for listening to the show and thanks for calling the Lattes. And I from the bottom of my heart, have a happy anniversary.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too, bye. Shannon. Ciao. Bye. And hello to John.
Oh, and did you hear all the dogs barking?
Oh, isn't it gorgeous?
Are they dogs or wolves?
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.